אז הוא נדבר עם ממה מלאבס ועוזדו את המים. Rashi learns that this is going back on the machlokas whether vidui is ma'akiv or not. Rav Shimon says that if he wasn't misvada, then the seir is possible, and the chachamim hold afilu lo hisvada b'di'evet is kosher. And Lamaisa, Rashi says that you should, the girsa should be that this comes up above right after that. Tosus learns that it's going on a hemshich of what we learned yesterday, but we're learning Rashi, so we'll just learn Rashi straight over here. It's going to Rashi, this really should have come earlier, and it's going back on the machlokas of Shimon and the Tanakama whether vidui is ma'akav or not. Rashi, va'azdula tamayu, a plugsa delo hisvadakoi. It should be said earlier. So what's the machlokas? So the Torah says, what's the tamay? Yamod chay lifnei Hashem lechaper olav. The seir, right, that's going to send to Lazazel has to stand alive lifnei Hashem lechaper olav. Ad mosay yezokuk lamod chay. Till when does that seir have to be alive? That b'di'evin yoyotze. Ad shas matn domo shal chaveru divrei Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that once you were zorik the dam of the other seir bifnim, then the seir mishtalech, even though it wasn't sent and you didn't do any vidui, b'di'evit is kosher. You don't have to send it, you don't have to make vidui, that's only the mitzvah. And once you were mechaper with the other one, this one's finished. And if the other one, what's it called? And if it died, it's what's it called? At that point, it's still kosher. In other words, it's you finished with it. Divrei Yehuda, Shimon Omer at Shas Vidui Dvorim. No, you has to be alive so that you could say Vidui on it. If you didn't say Vidui on it, right? Even if you said Vidui, but you didn't send it away. The sending away, everybody agrees, is only a mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. But if you didn't say vidui, Rav Shimon holds that it's possible you have to bring another seir and say vidui. Or, machlok is what you have to do, that it could be you have to bring another two seir and make a new hagrola and start again. Ad shas vidui devorim. V'maikam iflagei. So let's see Rashi first. Yom matchai. Al korchach lamdenu she'imeis atatzorek lahaviyacher. Vade comes to tell me that if it's not alive, it died, you have to bring another one. The Elo, the Mayos, if not, what is it coming to tell me? Im Tomer Shlo Yishalchenu Ad Lacher Matan Domim, that means that you should leave it. Don't send it away till you bring the Domim of the other one, till you're Zorik the Dom of the other one. Lichtov Yavel Lifnei Hashem, the Chaperlov. Doesn't it say Chai? It's Yavel Lifnei Hashem. Chai Lomeli. Elishin Neis Zorik Lahaviacher. The Chai comes to tell me that if it's not alive, you have to bring another one. Va'ad Mosai Yishkiko Lios Chai Ad Shas Matan Domim Shachadero. Rabbi Yehuda holds that until you're zorik the dam of the other seir, this one still has to be alive. If it dies before that, you have to bring another one. But if it dies after that, even if you weren't misvada and you didn't send it away, it's kosher. Dechsiv lechaper ad shechaper medomos lechavero. It says yomad chaylut ne'ashem lechaper. Till you made the kapara with the other seir, this one has to still be alive. Avo mishaz mat domedeilich, after you were mechaper with the dam of the other one, avo pishadayin lo hisvada lefiseder amikros, right? And what's it called? Even if you weren't misvada, still kosher b'di'evit. The Fiseder Amikros, the Chila Mechaper, the Samach Aaron, right? After the Chila Mechaper, after he zorik the dam of the Seir that went Lifnim, then it says the Samach Aaron on the Seir Hachai. In May, Saint Tzorech Acher, Alma Vidui Lo Ma'akiv. So that's why he holds Vidui is not Ma'akiv, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kedeporish Taim Alekamon. Right, like the Gemara will explain his reason why he learned that mechaper means vidui. Vanisha mahati v'ozlu tamayu b'hagrola ma'akva v'lo ma'akva. Rashi says, I heard Tosus pshat, that v'ozlu tamayu was going on whether hagrola is ma'akva or not, and it's a continuation of what we learned yesterday. V'efshalamidu. Rashi says, I can't understand how it works out. Tosus has a long pshat in how it does work out. And Tosus, the mile of Tosus pshat is that it is in order. You don't have to be goris it before. Okay. V'cheinu omer v'kila mechaper es hakodesh. Okay, we didn't get yet. Kiritanya. V'makom iflagei. Kiritanya. V'chaper b'chapor es domi makosha medaber. Right? When it says Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olav, what Kapar is it talking about? So the Tanakam of this Brisa says it's talking about Kaparis Damim, that you brought the dam of the other one and did what you have to do with it.
Which part of the,
what?
Which thing on the
Kaparis?
On the...
all of them, all the Matan Damim, if you want to. When he's finished being Mechaper as HaKodesh, then the Samach Aaron is Yodav Arosh HaSor HaChai. Mal Halam B'Chaporis Damim, Afkan B'Chaporis Damim, Divrei Yehuda. Just like over there, it's talking about Kaparis Damim, the Chila Mechaperis HaKodesh is talking about Zrikas Hadam. So to over here, Yomad Chai Ad, Lechaper Olav is talking about Kaparis Hadam of the other Sa'ir. Reb Shimon Omer Lechaper Olav B'Kaparis Dvorim. No, here the Kapara means Vidui, Kaparis Dvorim. Hakosim Adaber. Okay. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon learns the pasuk, it has to be alive till you're misvad, lechaper olav. And Rabbi Yehuda learns, ad lechaper olav, until you made the kaparis damim of the other sa'ir. But it doesn't have to be alive for vidui. If it dies before the vidui, it's still kosher. Rashi. That is, he finishes being zorik the dam in the heichal. Then he brings the soir hachai, right? Brings it close and makes the vidui. The shomach yodav olav. Ad kan zorik liyoshai. Till if the kaparis damim is finished, then what's it called? The seir is already kosher. Lechaper olav bechapora mutelus olav akosher davar vua vidui. No, it says lechaper olav. The only kapara you do with the seir hachai is vidui, not matan damim. Go on. Toshma, we're still trying to bring proof. Now we're going back to whether hagrol is ma'akiv or not. We said, according to everybody, the hanocha is not ma'akiv. It's only a mitzvah. The machlok is whether hagrol is ma'akiv or not. Toshma, shalu tamid of Rabbi Akiva. Ova bismol, ma'u shi'azil imin. If the shalshem came out in his left hand, can he put it then in his right hand, and we think now, and make the right sa'ir lashem, even though the goral came out in his left hand? So the left sa'ir should be lashem. Can he switch it? Don't give a place for the tzedukim to have tainas on us. They'll say we do whatever we want, and don't give the tzedukim a taina. Mashma mikra adin, you can do it. Just doesn't look good. Taima dal titnu makam the tzedukim lirdos. Holav hachi madrinole. And mashma that you can do it without the goral. The goral came out one way, and you can change it. So you see, the goral is not ma'akiv. The ha'amras agrogla ma'akva. As you said, agrol is ma'akiv, right? And according to Rabbi Yanai, agrol is ma'akiv according to everybody. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein Rabbi Nechemya, right? That even Rabbi Yehuda holds that avodas chutz, the big day lovan, is not ma'akiv. But Hagrol is ma'akiv because Shina Lavakosim, what's it called? The Torah said it twice. So, Lechara, who is this go according to? And again, this is the reason why we don't want to say it's from Shimon, but Lechara Hagrol is ma'akiv. The Kivin Tekavos is small, Hechim Adrinale. Once the Hagrol came out that Shalshem is on the left one, how could you change it and make the right one the Shalshem? Omar Rava Hachi Kamre, Allah. All the Hagrol be small, Maushi Akziro lo le Seiro li Yamin. No, it means Enochanami. The Hagrola was Koveya, that the Seir on your left is Lashem. But now to make it look good, put the Seir that was now Lashem, which is on your left, switch it to your right. And switch the Goral to your right. So we're not changing what the Goral made, we're just making it look better. We're making it look as if the right hand one was the one was Lashem, even though originally it was left hand. So we're not changing anything. We're just switching the Seirim from right to left, and the goro from right to left. But what was Koveya was Koveya. On that, Rabbi Akiva said, Omer Lohem, I'll titnu mokam l'snukim lirdos. The only reason you shouldn't do that is because it looks bad. It looks like we do whatever we want. But Meikar Adin, there's no reason why you can't do that. Right? The Hagrola was Koveya, that the one that originally was on your left was Lashem, and now you can put it wherever you want. Rashi. All of his small goro shame. The goral shall shame came out in your left hand. Al titnu makom the tzedukim talmidim hachokim ala Torah. These are the tzedukim, or the talmidim of tzaddik and bite. What tzaddik and bite is the talmidim of Antigonus Isocho, right? So you're going to give them a pishchon peh, lirdos velim shel bohem, lekapeach eschem bedvarim. They're going to come and have tainas that we do whatever we want. Sheyomer lefirat solom hey most of my call. That we have no mesorah, we do whatever we want. If it wouldn't be for this time, you could do it. You could change it from left to right. The chora, the hagrola was koveya. Mashmah, the hagrola is not market. Shel azazel l'shem, you could switch the azazel l'shem. Even though the hagrola was koveya, that the left one is l'shem, you could make the right one l'shem. So you see, the hagrola is not market. Kivin sheolam mitoch. Let me get it. Okay, let's go on. Toshma, another proof. Ilu nemer es hasoir asher ola olav. Is hasoir asher olav. If it just would have said Hasoir Asher Olav, not Asher Ola Olav, Hayishi Omer Yanichenu Olav, I would just think that you have to you put it on the Soir Asher Olav, that the Hanocha is Ma'akiv. Talmud Lomer Ola Kivin Shaola Shuvei Notzarech. You don't have to put it down on the Seir. All you have to do is take it out of the Kalfi, and that's Koveya. Putting it on the Soir is not Koveya. Once it's Ola from the Kalfi, that's what's Koveya. Lamai. So now we're talking about ikuv or mitzvah. Ilei mele mitzvah, if we're saying like this, that if it would have said asher olav, I would say there's a mitzvah to put it on the sa'ir. But now that it says asher olav olav, the mitzvah is only the hagrola. Right? But there's no mitzvah at all to put it on the sa'ir. Michlal de hanocha mitzvah namilo. If that's what you're learning, that we're talking about, is there a mitzvah or not? Not is it ma'akiv. So if it would have said Asher Allah, I would say there's a mitzvah to put it on the seir. Now that it says Asher Allah, Allah, there's only a mitzvah of Hagrola. But Enochanami, the Hagrola is not Ma'akiv. Right? But that means that there's no mitzvah at all to put it on the seir. Right? Michlal de Hanocha, mitzvah Namilo. Nobody holds there's no mitzvah of Hanocha. Vadi, there's a mitzvah to put it on the seir. It's not Ma'akiv, according to everybody. But the Elamai, Elalav, La'akiv. This price is going on Ikuv. If it would have said Asher Olav, I would say the Hanocha is Ma'akiv. Kamash Malon, the Hanocha is only a mitzvah, and the Aliyah Sagoral is Ma'akiv. But you see that the Braisa holds that Aliyah Sagoral is Ma'akiv. Ushma mino Hagrola Ma'akva, Hanocha lo Ma'akva. Only the Hagrola is Ma'akiv, but not the Hanocha. But there's a mitzvah of Hanocha, but it's not Ma'akiv. And Hagrola is a Ma'akiv. Right? So who does this go according to? According to Rabbi Yanai. Right, there's no mandiomer except Reb Shimon who holds that hagrola is not ma'akev. Omar Rava hachi kamar ilu nemer asher olav hayisi omer yanichenu olav at shashchita. No, if it said asher olav, I would say you have to leave it there till you shecht it, till you shecht the other one. Right, the hagrola, the goral has to be put on the two seirim and has to remain on it till you shecht the one lashem. Talmud Lomer Asher Allah Kivin Sha'Allah Shuvei Notzarech. Now, once the Hagrola was done, what's it called? You don't have to do. So there is a mitzvah of Hanocha, but not that it has to remain there till the Shechita. That's the Braisa. See Rashi. Kivin Sha'Allah Mitoch Kalfi V'Yodea Ezel Hashem V'Ezel Hazo. Once you picked it up out of the Kalfi and you know which one, the right one is Lashem or the left one is Lashem, that's enough. You don't have to put it down on the sa'ir. Shuvenu tzorech lios munach olav. Vafilu lemitzvah. Now we think even lemitzvah, there's no minyan to put it down b'chlal. Aval aliyah v'hanocha mitzvah mi'a'ika. But the taking it out of the kalfi, that is a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akiv. Okay, let's go on. Toshma. V'aso chatos, hagorol oseo chatos, v'in Hashem oseo chatos. Right, it says, what's it called? Asher Olah Olav HaGorol Hashem V'aso Chatos. That's what makes it a Chatos. The Goral makes it a Chatos. And calling it Chatos without a Goral will not be Koveya it as Chatos Hashem. Sheyochol, because I might think that like that. V'halodinu, make a Kavachomer. U'bamakum shalom Kiddush HaGorol, Kiddush Hashem. Right, where a Goral doesn't help. But being koveya and calling it the name of that carbon does help. Makom shekiddush hagoral eino din shekiddush hashem. Where a goral helps, surely designating it directly helps. If we're designating it directly, only helps. And a goral doesn't help to be koveya. Right? Kol shekain, where a goral helps, being koveya it directly should help. Talmud lomar vaso chatos. Hagoral Oseh Chatos, a special miyud, that only that makes it a chatos, and not kriyas shem by the seirim. Kriyas shem doesn't make it a chatos. The ein hashem also chatos. Rashi, the ein hashem im koral oshem below goral. If you designated it chatos lashem without making a goral, it doesn't become kodesh lashem. Only the goral creates that. The makom shlo kiddush hagoral b'shar korbanos hatzrichim perush. Other korbanos where you have to designate them. Right, you have one that's a chatos and one that's an ola. Just like over here, you have one that's a chatos lashem and one that's a sir lazazel. So you have to designate them. Where is that? Kigon kine zovin the zovas the yoldos. A zov, a yoledes, has to bring, what's it called, two birds. One's a chatos, one's an ola. So you have to designate which one's a chatos, which one's an ola. She'echad mein chatos, ve'echad mein ola. Shelo kiddush hagoro. If you made a goro, right, and one came out chatos and one came out ola, that wouldn't designate them. Im kosav al shnei gorolos alechad chatos the alechad ola v'nosan aleihem lo motzinu shagoro kovam v'lo yochel ishnosam. We don't find that the goro is koveya, that you can't change it. That's not koveya which one's an ola and which one's a chatos making a goro if you didn't verbally designate it. And what's it called? Tosus brings down over here when exactly you can designate it. You can either designate it when you buy them originally, right? Or when the Kohen actually makes it. He designates it. Right? When he makes them, he calls one a chatos, and he makes that a chatos, and the other one an ola. Or when you originally, what's it called, are makdish it, you can makdish it, what's it called, your mafresh it, then you're, but later on, the bailin can't stop designated. And therefore, goral's not going to help either. Once it's bought, once it's mufresh, the only thing that can be designated is the Kohen making one for an ola and one for a chatas. When you buy it, you can designate it too. In between that time, you can't designate it. So a goral is not going to help. Kiddush Hashem, me'achar shekara lezu chatas, lezu ola, ein ha-Kohen reshay l'shnosa. Kidamrin l'kamon. Mivalacha shtei asorim, o shnei b'yona, echad la'ola ve'echad l'chatas. B'shas l'kicha he'nikboim, when you buy them, you can designate one for a chatas and one for an ola. Right, zu ola v'zu chatas, or when the Kohen makes it. Either way, but not in between. Kan shematzinu shagoro kovan edodin shashem kovan. So over here, where goro could be koveya, which can't be by the other ones. And over there, even though the goro's not koveya, designating it verbally does help. Over here, surely, designating verbally should help. Kavachomer. Kavash malah, no. Vagoro vaso chatas. Only the goro makes it chatas and nothing else.